That was so not cool. No, it wasn't. Making fun of people's funny to you? At your grown age, you think bullying people's okay? Oh, so you think just because you have a couple of friends and you're a little bit known around the school, you can go around and make fun of people like that? No, I've seen you do it so many times. You know, I cannot believe I call you my friend. You know what? I'm gonna hold my tongue because if I don't, I'm gonna say something really ugly right now, and I don't wanna waste my breath on you. Just stop being mean to people. It's really not that hard. Oh, because being friends with you makes me look bad. People are gonna think I'm mean as well because you are the way you are. That's true, I'm not. No, I'm not obligated to do that, so I'm just gonna choose to not be your friend anymore. How about that? I'll be doing us both a favor that way. Just stay out of my way, and I'll stay out of yours. Should have been like that from the start. Oh, I don't care that we have mutual friends. They can deal with it. It's not the end of the world. No, because I don't want to be associated with mean people. You're a jerk. There's no point in being a jerk. You clearly made that person sad. What did you gain out of that? Did it make you feel better about yourself? Yeah, do you feel better? Do you? God, you're pathetic. You are actually pathetic. Is that supposed to be an insult? As if I haven't heard those words before? FYI, it's not emo. It's goth. Learn the difference, idiot. No, it's not the same. No, it's not. You know what? Get out of my face. I don't know why I'm wasting time on you. You are so immature. God. An idiot. Absolute imbecile. Oh, Jane. Hey. No, I'm okay. Sorry, I think I spotted somebody. You know what? I'll catch you in a sec. Because. I'll catch you in a sec, Jane. I'll be right back. Hey, wait up. I know you hear me. Wait up. Are you just gonna walk past me and not say hi? I mean, it's like we're strangers or something. Have you been? Well, I wouldn't know that because you've been avoiding my messages. I don't know what's going on with you lately. It's like you're avoiding me or something. You pass by me in the hallways and you pretend you don't see me, and I know you think I don't see it or notice, but I do. I'm not stupid and I have eyes. You've been avoiding my text messages. What's going on? I asked you if you were okay a couple of days ago, and I'm still left unread. You never answered. Why? I mean, what's going on? I thought we were friends, or maybe even more than that. You and I have a history. And now you're pretending like you don't even know me. I think the last time we had an actual good conversation was at my Halloween party. And this was months ago. Last year. Still, it feels like something between us has changed, and I don't know what it is. You're not even talking to me. It's hurtful. No, you didn't. Well, if you don't mean to hurt my feelings, then why are you ignoring me? You're like the only person in school you want to talk to. Or even be around. What? What's that supposed to mean? My other friends to keep me company. What are you talking about? My friends, whoever you think they are not you. I don't know why you're comparing yourself to my friends. Well, clearly something is bothering you now this confirmed it, so why don't you just tell me what's going on? I don't get it. What's your issue with my friends? This isn't the first time you've brought them up. I'm pretty sure I had this conversation with you last time, and I told you not to let my friends get to you. But it's like, you think I don't want you in my life or something because I have other people I'm friends with. I told you before. They're not really my friends like that. They're just people I'm associated with. You don't want to talk about it? But I want you to talk about it with me. Tell me. Please. Look, I'm begging you. I just want to know. Don't shut me out. Talk to me. Come on. Where is that person I found in my bed months ago, hiding away from a party? I want to see that version of you again. The version that likes me. Why are you pretending like you don't know me? It's better this way? How is it better this way? What's better this way? Please tell me what's going on. I'm going crazy. What? What do you mean, ask Timmy? What did Timmy do? Oh my god, I should have known it was that freaking idiot. What did he do? No, don't sugarcoat it. Tell me what he said, what he did. I want to know every single detail. I need to know. Tell me. Him and who else? Yeah, four people I call my friends. Quote unquote friends. Wow, what amazing friends. I knew they were going to open their mouth and say something. Because I told you, it's not... I don't know what kind of person they expected me to like or be with, but I guess maybe they expect me to like somebody else who's goth like me, and it's impossible to find here in school, and that's not even what I want, but that's what they think I deserve, I guess, and when they see that I'm hanging out with you, they say mean things and hurtful things, and Timmy is the last person you need to listen to, okay? He says so many stupid things. I literally just caught him being mean to the new kid. Yeah, and I called him out for it, and I said, I don't want to be friends with you anymore if you're going to be mean like that. But if he's being mean to you, that's a totally different thing. What did he say? Please tell me what he said. I want to know. That's what he said. Once again, calling me the emo chick. I don't know why he thinks that's an insult. What's offensive is the fact that he doesn't know the difference between emo and goth. And he thinks I'm gonna cry over the fact that he's calling me that. Please don't listen to him. He's an idiot who is jealous. He hates to see people happy. If you are walking around with a smile on your face, he will stop you and step on your shoe, so he ruins your day. He is that type of person. And his friends are not any better. They're all mean like him, and I'm actually really disappointed that Ashley was one of them too. I mean, I thought she's my friend. Oh god, I'm such an idiot for thinking these people actually like me. They're all so fake. They hang around each other in these big groups, you know, pretending that they are such great friends who love and care about each other, but that's all, it's all an act, it's a facade. And I knew eventually they were going to open their mouth and say something stupid like this and make stupid comments and, well, do this. You know, I was so scared that they would say something to you like that and that you would back away from me, and that's exactly what happened. Why did you listen to them? What? So then you back away from me and you ignore me? I had a feeling somebody said something to you, but the fact that you shot me out like that is hurtful. I thought you cared about me. You do? That's why you did that? What do you mean? I don't deserve better. You are better. You are the best person I could possibly be with. I told my parents about you. I've never told my parents about anybody. You're different. I know that our aesthetics don't match and we don't really look like we would be a thing, but I don't care. I like you and I like being with you, and the fact that they played with your mind like that and made you feel insecure is, God, it pisses me off. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm glad I know the reason now, but I don't like it. I don't like this. I miss you, and I don't want you to listen to them. They're just jealous, okay? Especially Timmy, he is jealous. He saw that, you know, we like each other, especially at my party last time. You and I were so close. We were like sitting alone, chatting it up, and, well, like I said, I'd prefer to be with you over anybody else, and he saw that. And I guess he took it upon himself to ruin something good. But, you know, Jane hosted another party a couple of weeks ago, and you never showed up. It wasn't at my house, though. I assumed maybe that's why you didn't come, but still, it's not like you to miss one of these parties, especially because I'm there. I thought, surely you would show up, at least to see me or hang out with me. And I messaged you, and you did answer, and you said you were tired, but still, I knew something was off. So they've been making these comments for how long now? Why didn't you tell me? What? You think I'd still want to be friends with them after that? You are not ruining anything, trust me. They are the ones ruining our friendship, not you. I quite frankly don't give a shit about them. I want to be with you. I want to be around you. I was just talking to Jane, and the moment you walked past me, I immediately shut her off and followed you. I mean, that says a lot. Here they come. Not a single moment of peace, I swear to God. You know what? While they're watching right there, clearly staring at us, why don't I do something? Something I never thought I'd do in my life. Especially because I'm not the type of person to do something like this, but I can't not do it. And you, I haven't stopped thinking about our last kiss. Not once. All I thought about was your lips and kissing you again, and I really want to do that right now. Can I do that right now? I'm asking you because I don't want to do it and catch you off guard and make you feel uncomfortable in front of everybody, but I really, really want to kiss you right now. This is the perfect moment. Please. Is that a yes, or it's a yes? Oh my God, I really missed this. I missed you. Oh, what? You're enjoying the show or something? Why are you just staring at us kiss, you weirdo? No, it looks like you have something you want to say. Why don't you get it off your chest now that I'm here, You've been making all these snarky comments for the past couple of weeks. Why don't you just say it with your chest right in front of me? Well, that's what I thought. Just stay away from me. Stay away from us. This has nothing to do with you. Maybe go get laid for once instead of making other people feel like crap. Yeah, now they want to laugh. I'm sorry, I'm not one for PDA, but I thought this was the perfect moment for me to kiss you in front of them. Because I meant what I said, I like you a lot. And know that you and I never made things really official or anything. Besides that one night, but that everything went downhill from there. I want to actually make it right. I think you do too. Please just don't listen to what people say. Their opinions don't matter, their words don't matter. What matters is the way I feel about you. And if you like me the way I am and you accept me for me, despite the fact that I'm this quote unquote emo chick, as he calls it, then that's all I care about. I'm glad you kissed me. Yeah, that was the cherry on top. You did? I missed you too. I missed you a lot. Do you want to come over after school and hang out in my room? My parents are not home, and even if they were, they know about you, so it's okay. I just really want to hang out with you alone, not in school, just us two. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, I'll order pizza or something and just eat in my room. I'm excited. Yeah, there's this new band I want you to listen to. I've been obsessed with, and their music has been reminding me of you. So I want you to listen to them with me. Sound good? Okay. Class is about to start. We should probably get going.